Normally I'd Google you, but I thought, no, I won't Google. Tēnā koe, tuahine, ngā mihi. Hey, Te Waka, so you pushed for this and it has come to fruition. Like you, I say about time too, but tell us the background story to this.
Oh, look, I think the council, the New Plymouth District Council has been working with iwi and hapu for a long time now, and so it was appropriate, I think, to have our first council meeting in a marae setting, grateful to have a council that were open to, number one, the invitation, and number two, to actually make it happen pretty quickly. I think we only had the conversation about 2 months ago.
We've had Red Neckery quite prominent over the years in Taranaki Council Affairs. We've noted it. There's been some changes. Tell us about those changes that you're feeling. And, you know, about time, we're not asking for the world here, just more consideration of tangata whenua, kaupapa, and the way that we conduct ourselves. So has it been something to do with change of personnel around that council table that has resulted in them saying, okay, well, yeah, let's meet on them, and I know no damage done?
Yeah, I think, as you said, in the past there have been councillors that haven't been open to any ideas around kaupapa Māori. I feel very privileged and humbled to be sitting on a council where pretty much they all support kaupapa Māori. There might be one or two that disagree, but that's politics. But, we do sit in the council where they are engaging in the conversations. And number two, I think the ones that I have, or one of them that has been known to object things against kaupapa Māori, actually is prepared and is willing to listen now. And so I do see a bit of a change there. But overall, the council, I've stepped into a council that's been very open to having conversations and listening.
Tēnā koe. Well, I'm pleased. You know, we bang away, don't we? And decades can pass, people can come and go, but ultimately we're all soldiers for a better sort of tomorrow for our people. And that can take time. And it seems, Te Waka, that some would describe it as glacial pace change within our local government and government settings. But nevertheless, in the 30 years I've been broadcasting on Māori kaupapa, feel as though there has been some movement for better relations, better representation for our people in Taranaki. How do you assess the pace with which change is occurring?
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm 36, so I haven't been around for a long time, but I think that iwi and hapu have been very patient here to have those conversations. And I had a conversation with one of our hapu leaders at Otarawa, Auntie Donna Iriwata, and she said that she's really enjoying working with the council and the officers that are open to hearing suggestions around how they want to do things. Again, that's a real shift in that. And I think with our new GM, our new CEO at Council, Gareth, he has just announced today that he's doing some restructuring at Council. And I know one of those roles that he has suggested is a GM role around Te Tiriti o Waitangi, and how that GM will work within the Council and the officers. But I do know that most of the staff, you know, they've been learning karakia and waiata, but with a real genuine intent. And so it's a beautiful thing to see and to walk into. You know, I've only been here not quite a year yet, but it's been real positive, a real positive move for me and us as the region.
Tēnā koe. Well, you're one of our young guns, Te Waka. I say that with great respect. And know that you take a strong toolkit to your mahi here. I mean, at one stage, some residents of New Plymouth would have thought the sky would fall in if there was an establishment of a Māori ward. They've done that, and it hasn't.
Totally, and I think it's added, you know, another Māori voice, a guaranteed Māori voice to our table. Mihi to Dini Moeahu, who sits on there, who sat on there, and other councillors, Hawi Tamati, you know, they've all paved the way for these types of roles to be in there. And I think they've done some of the hard work in terms of working with our non-Māori councillors who sit on there, who continue to sit on there.
You know, in our country, many pākehā grow up with very little interaction with Māori. They might have attended schools where there are a few Māori students. It's conceivable that they've played in sports teams where there are little, if any, Māori colleagues, and that they, have not felt the warmth of an invite to a Māori whare or a home or our marae. So sometimes it's a matter of not having had interactions, and so they can be a little nervous about such. So I'm just wondering, for some of these councillors, I mean, we sort of take it for granted that everyone's been to a marae, but that might not be the case. How many councillors are going to head to Waitara, and for some, might it be a first time on a marae in this way?
Yeah, so we actually had our council meeting on Tuesday. I know that some of the community board members that came in, I was talking to one yesterday, one of our pakeke out in Inglewood, Puketapu in Bow Block, and he had never been to a marae before, and I reckon he's in his 60s. Absolutely loved it. He just raved about the first time being invited into that space. I know a couple of majority of our councillors have been to a marae. But not only did we have our council meeting there, we spent the whole morning with tangata whenua, with mana whenua, sharing the narrative of the land wars, treaty settlements, e ra momo kōrero e pāna ki tēnei whenua o Waitara. So it was not only just a council meeting, it was an injection of history, knowledge, and a warm welcome.
Tēnā koe. So we can talk about the history, and then there's the protocols, which can create nervousness. People don't want to offend, and so they're unsure, and therefore some dissuaded from attending a hui on a marae. How open were you so that next time they are invited to a marae, maybe they feel more comfortable?
Yeah, I mean, that's what we aim, but that's what all of us want, right? So they can come in and feel more comfortable every time. And I suggested at one of our council huis that maybe we could do two a year at a marae. I know all of our iwi have asked if they can host them at the different marae here in North Taranaki. So mihiana kia rātou.
Well, I hope it works out well. What about you, sis? How are you finding all of this? Because, obviously, since you're very comfortable in Māori circles, but, tables around in council offices, not exactly traditional Māori environments, do you feel your input is being valued? And, there's ageism that exists too in council affairs. I wonder how is a young girl, wahine, you're being accepted, or whether or not you're warming to this mahi?
Yeah. Well, it's definitely a step in the right direction, I think, for my future. It's taken a while to figure out all the rules, the tikanga and the kawa of that place. Definitely people have been open to listening to my views, and I feel very well respected in that space. People listen to me, and we have lots of laughing. And to be fair, I'm just sitting back and listening lots at the moment. I want to learn, learn really well, or listen well. You get agendas where there's hundreds and hundreds of pages to read. And this is the third day that we've had council, like kind of 8-hour days in council. And so that's been interesting, just sitting in the chamber, listening to kōrero, reading. And then also because I work with our iwi as well here in Taranaki around housing. And so I sit in two different spaces, but we're the same portion both.
Tēnā koe. Any update on the housing scene for our Taranaki whānau?
Yeah, so there's houses being sold to our iwi, renovating and building whare. And I work with an organisation called Ka Uru Ora, which provide shared equity whare. So in the last week, we've sold about 5 or 6 whare within the iwi space, shared equity. So there is movement, and I look forward to many more whānau getting into a position of purchasing a whare.
Tēnā koe. And I was looking forward to many more whānau getting into positions of responsibility around council tables. We are seeing it more stood last time around than ever before, and we've got a lot of representation from our people in their 30s like yourself. So it's really encouraging. Keep up the solid work on our behalf down in Taranaki, and really pleasing to know that Orwai Marae was the venue for this very important cultural and community council interaction earlier this week. Thanks for sharing some kōrero with us, Te Waka. It's been really nice having you on the program. Ngā mihi.
Kia ora.
Tēnā koe.